flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is, I wish you could see this. Jason got him going. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz from New Orleans. And just...
You know we got love for you.
Yeah. Jason screaming, go Birds at Emmitt Smith.
I
screaming, go Birds at Emmitt Smith.
Ike is always an instigator.
We know you had the 90s, but it's a new day.
We're America's team.
That was classic.
Thanks for joining us, friend. You've been here all week, or is this first day here in New Orleans?
No, I got here and went today. It's my first day. Got here and went to Dillard University to play pickleball with Justin Forsett.
Okay.
And my first time ever playing pickleball. I ended up playing for 2 hours, and I was sweaty and everything.
Are you a pickleball guy now,
I think I am. I think I'm a pickleball guy.
This dude is fun. This dude is so active, man. First of all, he's in great shape.
Yep.
Right? He's in great shape. He stays active. Pickleball, I can't even think about doing anything like that, man. Only golf.
Only golf?
Yeah, and I know you ain't playing golf.
Well, you almost got into yoga.
I was supposed to start, but I didn't.
Really?
Yeah, I was supposed to, but I'm going to wait till next year.
I'm going to wait till next year. I'm going to put it off. I'm going to wait till next year. I'm going to wait till next year. It's February.
Yep, this year just started.
Jason, Philly's pretty confident about Sunday. You know, it's funny talking to Philadelphia people. You would think that this is like that the Eagles are a 10.5 point favorite, the way that everybody feels.
Yep.
And then you get here, and everyone says that same thing. It's like, well, it was close in the fourth quarter. You know, that's a scary thing going against Kansas City. How do you see it?
It is a scary thing because of all the years, right? When you have Dave Toews, Spagnuolo, Andy Reid, that's over 100-plus years of coaching. So when you get in those scenarios where if it comes down to coaching a one- or two-possession game, they definitely have an advantage. But here's the thing. When you can win in ways that we win, which is a dominant offensive line, which is Jalen Carter, Milton Williams, Nolan Smith, those guys, it doesn't matter how much talent you got have, how much coaching you have. When you have the dominant players in those two key positions, all bets are off on that coaching experience stuff. So that's why you see people that are more in line with how the Eagles could win this game than not.
Yeah, I think the thing that gives me a little bit of pause is as dominant as we have been, all of those things that you're talking about, there have been some games, or a lot of games, that in the fourth quarter, the other team somehow is hanging around. And we've found a way to put it away, right? Even the two playoff games prior to the Washington game, we found it. We dominated that Green Bay game, and there it is, 16-10, right? The Rams game, all of a sudden, they're on our 10-yard line waiting to score. And this is a team that you don't want to do that against. You don't.
And here's the thing with this team. Our team has the ability, if they play clean, to dominate the games, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't play as clean when it comes to, holding drives. There's multiple times where you have guys that are open and Jalen may not throw the ball, breakdowns on defense in the Washington games. But when you look at all of their games, two drops, they're 16-1. Yeah. They got dominated one football game, and even in that football game, we refused to run the ball. We wanted to throw the ball a bunch without Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown in the game. Right? So when you look at all of the games that we play, the biggest enemy against the Eagles have been the Eagles. It's no other team. If the Eagles can go out there and play a clean football game, execute the way that they can, this game wouldn't be close at all because that's how much more talented they are.
Now, since he's a wide receiver, right? So
right.
The scenario that we not the end of the game thing.
Okay.
What we talked about yesterday about being aggressive coming out
right.
or sticking to what you've done all year.
Right. Yeah, so one of the things –
I don't know what he thinks.
Yeah, one of the things we were talking about yesterday is about Jalen, right? And, mm-hmm. and, like, my position on this one is we are so much more talented that against most teams in the NFL, we can play safe. Maybe ultra safe and from a pass game perspective and win that game. This game doesn't feel like it's one that you can do that. That you can just wait for the other team to make mistakes and then you'll win by making fewer mistakes. And I think about that, the Buffalo-Kansas mm-hmm. City game. Buffalo didn't turn the ball over at all. And there they are at the end of the game, and they lost that game. And my position has been, and I'm curious how you see it, from a passing perspective, it's not about throwing it 35 or 40 times. It's about when you drop back, take the shots that are there. You know, I feel like a lot of times Jalen has been maybe risk averse, and what I want in this game is for him to go win us the game and not be, play the role of the guy that's not going to lose it because he turned the ball over. I'm curious how you see that.
Why would you do that and that hadn't been the winning formula the entire year?
But
let me continue. So
okay.
So here's the thing. The Chiefs are not this dominant offense like they have been in years past where you have to go out and score 35 points. The Chiefs are covering up their biggest weakness. The way that they play offense is basically a run-pass offense that leans more to the passing element of the run-pass option because they cannot protect the quarterback. They have guys, they have run-throughs, they have protection problems. So therefore, they are a dink-and-dunk team that max protects and throws the ball down the field that way. So they're limited offensively. So this is the time where your offense doesn't have to make a mistake and you're going to be in this game. So Jalen going out and winning a game, playing like he did in Super Bowl 57, is not really something that we have to do. We need to lean on the running game, which is Saquon, like we always do, and see early in the ball game. Will we commit the fifth guy? Will Spagnuolo's commit the fifth guy, which is a defensive lineman, because their linebackers, they don't have the luxury of having Zach Bond and having a guy that used to be an edge rusher playing in the middle now. They have two small guys in Bolton and Tranquil, guys that are undersized linebackers. They can't move up and be that fifth person. So if they bring that guy up, how will we be able to move that fifth guy? Or at that point, can we throw it outside? That's when you go, if we can't move their fifth guy in the line on the line, will we go outside at that point? That's my thought process.
So one thing I would disagree on there is that you said, why would you do something that you haven't done all year? But I don't necessarily think we haven't done that all year. Like, when you look at Jalen's pass attempts versus his dropbacks, his pass attempts are a lot lower than his dropbacks. He takes a lot of sacks because he doesn't want to turn the ball over. He holds the ball too long. A lot of times you'll see Jalen throwing the ball 21, 22 times, and you look at the number of times he dropped back to throw, and it was 32. And I thought that was the difference in the Washington game, is there were plays to take there. And they throw the ball early, too. We've attempted to throw the ball early a lot this season, he hasn't let the ball go.
They marry the thing that they should have married all year in the Washington game.
Right, I agree with you.
So, and it wasn't about drop backs. This offense shouldn't be predicated on drop backs. This is fake the ball in the running back's belly, which they did on all of their passes, and get free plays on the outside. Also, what you do is you fake the stretch zone and you get of Dallas Goedert to the flat or something like that. They haven't been doing that consistently, and that's why Jalen's numbers are like that, because now you have to bring guys up, and now you get the one-on-ones that you have. Teams have been reluctant to give them one-on-ones on the outside, but guess what? Washington has. They have Marshawn Lattimore. They have Mikey Sanders still, and they feel like those guys can cover. So guess what you may have in this game, because you bring the extra guy into the line of scrimmage. You have Trent McDuffie, and you have Jalen Watson. So you may get a one-on-one in that situation, which causes Jalen to see it easily outside. One-on-one, it's man-to-man. I can throw that ball. I'm comfortable and confident with that throw. If you just give him normal dropbacks and you tell him to read stuff, it's going to be a little bit harder.
Well, when I say dropback, I mean a play that he can pass the ball. I would disagree with you that he takes it every time that he sees one-on-one with AJ. And I would say in previous seasons, we have seen that. He has shown confidence doing that. I don't think he has shown, especially in the second half of this year, more times than not, he has been reluctant, which is why he gets sacked more than a quarterback in his position should get sacked.
Well, the times that you see AJ on a one-on-one, or what you consider a one-on-one, if a guy's pressed in cover three and Jalen knows, okay, he has a one-on-one outside, it's really not. It's cover three. The guy is pressed, but his job is not to let the guy get behind him. So it's not a true one-on-one outside. So Jalen kind of knows that. And the times that he doesn't go to AJ Brown on those types of scenarios, there's a read that's clear there, but he may not be able to see it. Size problems, whatever it may be. I think of one a couple games ago, Devontae Smith had a clear out route. The play was designed. He was looking back at AJ Brown, and he shouldn't have been. So there's plays like that Jalen gets confused on. But if you play man-to-man like the Spagnuolo will have to do if they bring that fifth guy, it's an easy read for Jalen.
Well, but that's what I want him to do. And
you need to win up front.
Well, sure.
To make them get to the point where they're
where
willing to do that. So that means you got to establish the run first.
But I still want him taking those shots. And okay. I guess my point is, I don't think you can get sacked more than any other quarterback against the blitz in the NFL and beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think you can be 30th in sack rate regularly when you have the best offensive line in the league. I can't imagine there are not plays to be had when you're swallowing the ball like that. And I feel.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like he has been a little too risk averse.
So if he gets rid of the ball instead of taking sacks.
Well, that's huge.
That's what he's been doing.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. My thing is that I don't believe they ever go into a game saying, we're going to win by Jalen throwing the ball today.
I agree with you.
Well, that's the whole point.
Well, no.
Go ahead.
But I don't think it's the point. I don't think it's an either or scenario.
No, me either. But I'm saying there's a general idea when you put a game plan together as to how we want to go and win this game.
Run the ball.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Everything must start there.
Yeah, yes. I agree. But I don't think it is. We've gotten to a spread that I don't think is. I think it could be a little bit closer. I don't think we need to be 60-40. Right. Like, okay. and I don't think we need to be throw for the least passing yards in the NFL. And I think we can score more points than we do.
I'm not saying that you can't.
Yep.
And there's times where even with Jalen's, like say he has 20 passes.
Yep.
like, he may have three of those where, got, like, there was a game, the Packers game, where he had multiple drops from guys. Yeah. He had dimes that were thrown. Like, so there's things there. Doesn't mean that Jalen isn't throwing the ball well or
enough.
You know, so there's he's completing 70% of his passes.
Yeah.
Because he's throwing a lot fewer passes.
And
I mean, he got sacked 7 times against the Rams.
It was snowing.
Yeah, it was snowing. You can get, hey, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're Jalen in that situation? The defensive coordinator is throwing things at you. I may not be able to pick it up right away. Normally, I can go to my bat belt. That's being able to maneuver out of it.
Yep.
It's snowing now, so I can't do that. So now I'm going to get sacked a little bit more than I normally would, yeah, because normally I can get out of the situation that I can't get out of now.
And he was hurt.
Well, and sometimes you'd rather take a sack than turn the ball over. You don't want him to force a throw.
No, throw the ball out of bounds.
Well, 25.
But here's my thing is that the Eagles' formula is successful.
Yes.
Has been. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's caused them not only to be successful, but they've been the most dominant team in the league. So why deviate at all?
Why change that? He's smart,
we'll
man.
Get your answer after.
Hold on. I just got to talk about Surfside.
He's smart, man. He's smart.
No, you're
– Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Hey, Birds fans, I'm bringing you the game day essential. I'm talking about Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka, both absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety pack. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. Great watch party starts with what's in the fridge. So make sure you stock it right. Surfside iced tea and vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Ask for it at your local bars, liquor store, and grocery stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
I would say this is my final answer to your question,
okay,
about deviating. One, I don't think it's as much of a deviation as it seems like it is, based on the plays that are called. And the second thing I would say is, one thing you said earlier was, if we do this, we're going to be in the game. I don't want to just be in the game in the fourth quarter against this team. Like, I want to be up 10 points if I can be up 10 points. Like, I don't want to be a fumble away from losing the game if I can help it. And I think that sort of stuff happens in the first three quarters, not the fourth quarter.
Like, I just don't. I think what's where Spike and I fall on this is I don't think this Jalen game cannot just be don't turn the ball over. Like,
yeah,
you have
it
to.
Can be.
I actually believe that to be true.
This, okay.
That's the only thing that can stop the Eagles is Jalen turning the ball over. That's it. You're not dealing with a Chiefs team that's a dominant offense. Like, if you watch them play offense, they struggle at times because they cannot protect. That's why they have to do this dink and dunk crap. That's why they do it. They're limited offensively. They're very limited. Their defense is solid. But if our team doesn't turn the ball over, we're going to win this ball game.
You
don't have to be Jalen Super Bowl 57.
Right.
You don't have to be him.
You know how many points Kansas City averaged this year?
It's like 23 24? Or 24, yeah.
22 and a half points.
They're
22
not,
and a half
and
points.
And they scored 33 last week in the AFC Championship game because they needed
the Buffalo
to.
Buffalo Bills don't have the Eagles defense.
No, I know.
So I would throw this back at you. You think if they could score more than 22 points a game, they wouldn't?
Well, of course, that's what I've said about the Eagles all year. Right.
The Eagles scored 55 points last week.
Yeah.
And I agree, but the 2 weeks before, and I know we
so
scored.
Hold on, wait.
No.
So you want him to play like he played last week. No.
But I want him to play like he played last week.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But you're going to bring up the Bills game of them scoring more points. But I'm just telling you that it's cyclical. But the baseline is 22 points.
Sure, and our baseline is 26. Right? We're not talking about we're scoring 10 points more a game than they are. And the other thing, yeah, we blew the Commanders out. But if we're in the situation we were against Green Bay, where it is
our
a
baseline
six,
is 27.2.
Okay. I go by Jalen games, which is lower.
Oh, my gosh.
It's lower.
Oh, my gosh.
It is what it is. They scored – how much did they score against Dallas in the Piggy game?
I'm just saying all
the
scores.
Jalen is based on Saquon.
What my point is, if you want to talk about the playoff games, my position is I do not want to be – in a fourth quarter like I was against the Packers and like I was against the Rams. Because this team that we're playing on Sunday is not Jordan Love and the Packers, and it is not a Rams team that might have been just happy to be there at that time. We are going against potentially the greatest quarterback of all time, potentially the greatest head coach of all time, potentially one of the greatest defensive coordinators of all time, the greatest tight end of all time. I want to try to put my foot on their throat, not get into the fourth quarter and hope I can win the game.
We agree with you. That's going to be done by the defense, by limiting Kansas City points,
yep,
and ball control offense, and getting the ball to Saquon, and Jalen will make his throws. Like, Jalen will make his
throws. I just want Jalen to make his throws.
We just haven't had a game all year long where it's been on Jalen to win for us.
I agree.
We haven't seen that all year long.
I agree.
And I don't think we should anticipate that. Here's the thing. You've named all of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
The coach, the tight end, the quarterback. If you can't block, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, it's gotten them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's gotten them here because teams know that they're the Chiefs, and the Chiefs have done a great job. And this is the coach. This is Andy Reid. I think this is one of his most masterful jobs.
Sure.
It's because he's figured out ways to move the ball without being able to protect long time. That's why they had to go to the RPO, because guess what you can do in the RPO? You can get away with not blocking anybody in order to move the ball. And that's what's happening. Now, our team, guess what we do a lot of?
RPO.
Guess what our defense sees a lot of?
RPO.
That's in our favor. A lot of these things that they're doing is kind of in our favor.
So last thing. We only have a couple minutes. We've been talking about this. And, by the way, I appreciate the debate.
Yeah. Oh, it's all good.
Two masters.
Well, can I tell you this? If I had told myself that I was debating two former Eagles about how they should play in the Super Bowl, and you guys engage with me in the debate, I appreciate that.
Me working a profession where most of y'all never put on a helmet.
Well, I put it on. I just look silly, and
it's all good. So, opinions are opinions.
Yep.
So justified.
Here's the debate. We've been talking about this for 2 weeks, and Ike brought it up. Yeah. So there's 2 minutes and 7 seconds left, and I give you two choices.
Dang it.
Choice number one, the Eagles lead by 4 points, and the Kansas City Chiefs have the ball on their own 20-yard line for the rest of the game to try to score a touchdown and win the game. Choice number two, the Eagles are down by 4 points, have 2 minutes and 7 seconds, and have Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley on their own 20-yard line to score a touchdown and win the game. Which do you choose?
Jalen and
offense.
You want the offense.
Yeah.
Want the ball down to go score.
Yeah. That's an offensive player, though.
Yeah. No,
that's not a D-man.
That's a glory.
That's one of those scenarios where you're at the mercy of a great player.
Right.
And you're at the mercy of I want to win. And that championship pedigree kind of rears its head. You have the opportunity to go and kill the lion offensively rather than be killed by a guy that's been the killer the entire time.
We agree on that one.
Yeah, y'all agree. Yes. Agree. Yeah. It's okay.
All right. Yep. I appreciate you. Thank you for spending time.
Hey, great job all year, too, with the post game.
I appreciate that.
Job,
it's been fun.
Awesome. Yes.
It's been fun. Finally got a football guy on the post game.
Yeah, exactly. Finally. Yeah.
Finally got a real guy on there.
Yep.
That's what he's talking about.
Elliot joins me for the 5 o'clock hour as Ike and Jack go to catch a flight.
Yes.
Elliot next. And by the way, I am doing the top 5 at 5. And by the way, the top 5 at 5 is the 5 things I've learned about Jack Fritz in New Orleans.
Positive things?
Five things I've learned. So that's coming up next.
Relentlessly myself. I told you that.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.